I call this COVID-19 to life. I never believed the jailhouse rumor pertaining to a world catastrophe or an invasion on U.S. soil, which would prompt the correctional officers to go to each cell and kill us prisoners one by one in accordance to a written law which prohibited our release in this world event due to us being threats to society, deeming us enemies of the state. Fellow prisoners, usually the older ones, will point out that I could find this law located in some book in the law library. I never ventured there, and I disagreed to their promulgations, maybe out of denial, or better yet, fear. But I would reject it even more strongly when my peers spoke of them releasing poisonous gases in the ventilation systems connected to our cells, thus eliminating us and exiting the prison compound and gas mask peacefully. How the humor. There's a saying we've all heard about, how the same thing that'll make you laugh will make you cry. And it's ironic. Today, my smile has vanished. And what was a jailhouse rumor, in my opinion, on the contrary, has become actual reality for me and the countless others housed inside this prison industrial complex, overcrowded and unsanitary. The catastrophe is the obvious pandemic of COVID-19, and the invasion, well, are the activists in places such as Oregon, according to Trump, which begins a war on U.S. soil. Now, as far as the correctional officers killing us prisoners one by one, opening each cell, this is true also. Each time they come and open the cells that we're housed in with no masks on their faces protecting us from this is similar to them using a rifle to annihilate us, especially when they sneeze and cough. I don't laugh anymore. The new arrivals with possible signs of COVID-19 are placed in adjacent cells next to me, arriving from COVID-19 hotspots such as Chino and San Quentin. Thus, the rumor of poisonous gases in our ventilation systems manifests ironically, and we're all left to die. I don't laugh anymore. I ask for disinfecting to clean around the housing unit more and a myriad of other COVID-preventing materials on this grievance I filed to help myself and others be protected from this pandemic. I was denied. I'm a tier tender, and that's my slave occupation in this facility. I'm responsible to clean the housing unit, such as the showers, rec area, and phones. So every day, I'm exposed, shit, I could die from COVID or at the hands of an officer because of me being deemed a rat for exposing their precarious behaviors pertaining to sanitation. If you could observe these hoodlums right now, you would agree how immature they are, throwing rubber gloves at each other with no masks on and grappling one another. My friend Jay is in his mid-70s. He's been in prison longer than my 27 years of existence on Earth, and they've refused his release from prison. He's asked for it because of debilitating health factors and higher chances of death if infected by COVID-19. So the rumor was a fact all along, so I don't laugh anymore. I wrote I can't breathe on my face mask. I didn't get any static from the COs, but then I wrote defund, as in defund all officers. I received a look that could kill today. Well, before I die, BLM, baby, Black Lives Matter. I love you, Mom. Jordanis Olivas.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.